We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What do I love most about talk radio? Listening to other people's opinions and learning.
Everybody, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now at 7:45 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita's Wesley Medical Center planning a multi-million dollar renovation.
Two.
Citizens and city council debate location of a new swimming pool.
One.
Bandit takes woman's wedding ring at gunpoint in northeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And the traffic slowdown just continues to get worse over there ahead of the road construction. Eastbound on Kellogg approaching I-235. That backup goes back quite a ways now, at least to Ridge Road. So watch for the slowdown there in the road construction. Traffic update on KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today at a high of 89 degrees. 89 today. Yesterday's high, by the way, was 93. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 71. Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 96. So warming back up tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees. We have an east wind at 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:46 now, 7:47, Steve and Ted in the morning. The Dow dropped slightly, but the other two major indices were up at the close Tuesday.
A somewhat muted reaction for stocks after the historic summit between the United States and North Korea. The Dow was down 1 point at 25,320. The NASDAQ Composite up 44 at 7703. The S&P 500 up almost 5, 2786. Some of the big movers included Tesla to the upside, announcing it's cutting 9% of its workforce, but will reach its goal of 5,000 Model 3s per week by the end of June. And dragging on the Dow were some of those financial stocks. Goldman Sachs, Travelers, JP Morgan, and American Express weighed on the Dow Jones Industrial Average ahead of the Fed meeting. There is a 95% likelihood of a rate hike. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Of course, investors and people involved in finance and the stocks market, when they hear interest rates going up, that has an impact. Has an impact on the market and on business at every level, buying houses, cars, whatever. And it looks like we've got to find another little increase in interest rates, Ted. Massachusetts has sued the maker of OxyContin over the deadly opioid crisis and has become the first state to also target the company's executives. It's getting personal, Ted. The lawsuit alleges Purdue Pharma misled doctors and patients about the risks of opioids and peddled falsehoods to sell more drugs and boost profits. In addition to the company itself, the suit names 16 current and former executives and board members, including CEO Craig Landau and members of the Sackler family, which owns the company.
That sounds like a very similar to the tobacco lawsuit.
Yeah, it's not only they're going after the company, but they're going after the people, the executives who run the company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be could be very, very ugly. Senate Banking Committee has approved President Donald Trump's nomination of Columbia University professor Richard Clarida to be the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. Panel also approved the nomination of Kansas Bank Commissioner Michelle Bowman to fill another vacancy on the Fed's seven-member board. If the nominations win approval, as expected from the full Senate, they will fill two of the current four vacancies on the Fed board. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted, and time for our business update with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, talking about Equity Bank making another acquisition, right, Bill?
That's exactly right, Steve. Good morning. Another acquisition for Equity. It has announced it's made a deal to acquire Citibank and Trust of Guymon, Oklahoma, from Docking Bank Shares of Arkansas City. Chairman and CEO Brad Elliott says adding CBT fits Equity's footprint, providing greater access for customers in southwest Kansas and in Oklahoma. The deal is to be complete by the end of the year. Wesley Medical Center got a boost for its $100 million renovation plan, Wichita City Council approving industrial revenue bond financing for the large-scale renovation of Wesley's main hospital. Project has three phases, first about $20 million, second $30 million to $40 million. The hospital system says it would add 66 jobs over the next 7 years. And Kansas is getting higher marks for the health of its manufacturing and logistics industries. Conexus Indiana reports that Kansas is one of only four states that has improved its letter grade in manufacturing. It's one of just two that's improved its logistics grade. The report was prepared by the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, let's talk about Wesley for just a minute, if we may. You know, the Mayor Longwell has, on a couple of occasions, commented with us that the medical industry and the health industry in Wichita is huge. I mean, it's one of our biggest industries in town.
Right, right.
And we need to do whatever we can to keep that going. This thing at Wesley is just part of that process, right?
Right. They, of course, created a children's hospital over there as well. And now there is more investment in Wesley to upgrade the main hospital. And they're pouring a lot of money into it, at least $100 million.
So. Well, they got a pretty big campus there, but from where they are now, they can't really expand outward very far into the surrounding neighborhoods, I wouldn't think at all. So they're probably going to just keep rebuilding within that basic structure or structures there. Huh?
Right. They're kind of locked there, right there at Central and Hillside.
Landlocked.
Yep.
But they have a good parking garage, so there. Huh?
Sure.
I've both of my children were born at Wesley.
There's a Chipotle to the west. That's not going
anywhere.
Ted
knows. Right? Ted knows what's going on with the food right around the Wesley there. He keeps track of that for us. So, all right. Well, that's interesting. That's an expansion, but renovation for Wesley Medical Center. And
right.
Keep it up with the times. Today is, I've got something that's related, I guess, National Random Acts of Light Day. Edith Wharton said there are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. Sometimes it takes just a gentle word or small token to help overcome darkness. What are we talking about? Well, National Random Acts of Light Day encourages us to bring bright light to the darkness of cancer by surprising someone with an act of kindness. And it struck me because I know a couple of people who are involved with cancer, being treated for cancer right now, and it is something that you get that diagnosis, and it can be just devastating, even if there's a good chance to be cured, a good chance to have effective treatment, that the diagnosis that, by the way, you've got cancer, it's devastating. It touches everybody.
It's a scary thing. You bet it touches everybody, and it's nice to give those folks and people around them a little bit of light.
Yeah, just a word of encouragement always goes a long way, all right?
You bet.
All right, thank you, Bill. 7:53 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on a wildfire in Colorado.
Right.
Ted gives us a sports update, as always. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll check in with the Royals and the Wingnuts, see how they did last night.
Right. Plus, we've got entertainment news, the Blur with Ted Woodward.
Always fascinating.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. And weather and traffic as well. Stay with Steve and Ted for the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.